In today's episode, we talk to Bafana Bafana striker Lars Veldwijk. He tells us what it was like to join the national team for the first time in his career. He also discusses the difficulties he has faced at club level recently and reveals that he would be interested in playing for a PSL side.
Talk us through your experience of the coming to South Africa for the first time and what it was like being involved in the national team setup.
For me that was a very special and a proud moment. I was in Africa for 10 days, I think. And it feels strange because I miss it already now, and I'm now back in Belgium. And the 10 days there was amazing and a great experience for me.
And there was a lot of positivity around your arrival. How were you personally welcomed by the fans?
The fans were great. Even the people in the airport and the people in the hotels, like also my teammates, everybody was very nice to me, and that gave me a great welcome.
Awesome. And then a lot of people expected you to play in the first game, which was the World Cup qualifier against Senegal. Were you sort of disappointed that you didn't get the chance and didn't make the starting lineup?
No, I was not disappointed. Of course, you want to play, but the most important was that we had to win the game, and we won that game, it was what I say, a great experience for me to be there. And of course, you want to play, but I was proud that I was part of this team. So.
And you did eventually get your Bafana debut in the following friendly. How did it feel to represent the birth country of your father?
That was special for us as family. It was nice for me, and it was a difficult game in Mozambique, but I enjoy every minute. But I didn't show my qualities, but I was proud and happy that I made my debut.
You just mentioned that it was like a difficult game, and obviously it didn't go as you wished. Bafana was 1-0 down at halftime and you were subbed off. What do you think went wrong in that game?
I don't know what came wrong, but I was a little bit nervous. It was my first time, a different type of playing. So, it was difficult, but I think there was so much pressure on the game from Senegal that this game was like a bonus for us. And I think we're not motivated like against the game against Senegal, so that was a little bit different. But also I play with guys who never played before, so I just had a few trainings with the guys, so I hope it to be next time again with them, so we can train more.
Yeah, makes complete sense. And would you have wished to get the full 90 minutes on your debut, particularly because it was a friendly, and if I'm not mistaken, your father came all the way from Europe to be in the stands?
He was in the game against Senegal. He was there. So in Mozambique, he was not with me. But for him, it was special as well to see Bafana playing and me on the bench. It was special for him, and for us, it was a great experience and a beautiful moment for us as family. So we're really proud on that moment, and of course, it was. Not disappointed, but you always want to play. But this was a great experience for us as well.
Awesome, and but the feedback from some parts of the fans in South Africa was quite harsh. I'm not sure if you've seen it. What would you tell your critics in South Africa?
I know there are always people will be critic, and that's the life. Not always everybody is positive about it, but. Yeah, I hope to be the next time with the team again and show the people what I can.
And your debut and participation in the Bafana camp happened amid the controversy around coach Sheikh Mashaba, who has since been fired. How did you and the rest of the squad experience this period?
Yeah, that was a little bit strange because We went after the Senegal game to the airport to go to Mozambique, and when we went to the airport, the coach was not there anymore. So yeah, it was a little bit strange. And then when we landed in Mozambique, we heard the news that he was not coming with us. So yeah, that was a little bit strange, especially for me, because he's the one who gave me my first call up for Bafana Bafana. So yeah, of course, it's a little bit for me, it was a disappointment that he was not there. But yeah, and now we have to wait on a new coach. So yeah, I hope the coach will call me up as well.
Yeah, as you mentioned already, he gave you your debut. And now with him being dismissed, do you have maybe any concerns about future call-ups?
No, I don't know, to be fair. I spoke with him and he said that I had a good training week when I was in South Africa. So he also said he won't give me another chance in the next games. But yeah, now we have a new coach, so yeah, I have to wait for that.
Yeah. And Bafana has some players who are playing in Europe, while other parts of the squad are playing in South Africa. What did you make of the quality within the squad?
Yeah, I think the quality is very good. Yeah, we beat Senegal 2-1, and in Senegal there are a lot of players who play in Europe. So yeah, I think we have a really good team, and yeah, we make a good chance to qualify. Yeah, we win against Senegal, but now the first two games in August against Cafe, they are really important. And then if we can win that two games, yeah, we close to qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah, let's hope that will happen. And are you personally still convinced that you can help South Africa to achieve their targets and end the goal scoring problems after now you've seen the level of your teammates?
Yeah, I'm still confident in that. Of course, the game against Mozambique was not good, but yeah, it was just 45 minutes in a whole new thing for me, a new style of play, a new team. So I just know the boys for a few days, and it was my first 45 minutes. I think on training, everybody was positive about my training. The game was not what I wanted, but yeah, just 45 minutes, and I hope to get some more minutes. And then show the people what I can.
When we're looking on the other side of the pitch, who do you think is South Africa's best player, and why would you say so?
Yeah, I think it's Herrero. If you look to the game against Senegal, he was really important for us. But of course, you do it with the whole team. But yeah, I think Herrero is one of the key players of the team.
Yeah, and who did you personally hang out with during your time with the squad? Who was maybe closest to you?
Yeah, I still have contact with a few players, and yeah, I don't have one or two people are really nice. I think the whole team was nice to me and helped me to settle in. And yeah, my roommate was Dean. So I had good contact with Dean, but also with Cerero and the guys from Belgium. So yeah, I think not one or two players, but just the whole team. Like I will never forget them. So.
Yeah, and following your return from Bafana and the qualifiers, you went through a difficult spell with your club, where you weren't playing a lot of games. What happened, and how are things going for you now?
The last games of 2016 I played, but before that I didn't play a long time. But yeah, it's a little bit a difficult situation at my club. I'm not really good with the coach, and the relationship is not really good. So yeah, the transfer market is open now, and maybe I'm gonna leave, maybe I stay. It's not sure yet, but yeah, it's not the best situation for me now at the club. But I hope to change that.
Okay, so as you mentioned already, the transfer window is open. Have you received any offers yet? Is there something maybe on the horizon?
Yeah, there are some options, but it's a little bit difficult because I play for two clubs already in this season. For Nottingham Forest and in Belgium, so I can only go outside Europe when I want to move. So yeah, that it's a little bit difficult, but there are some options.
Okay, that now that you mentioned you maybe have to go out of Europe, and since you have been to South Africa, have you seen much of the South African Premier League, the PSL, and would you consider maybe joining a club in South Africa?
Yes, for me is that it's an option. I think it's good for my international career as well. So when I get an option or to come to South Africa to play in the PSL, I will consider that. And I think maybe that's a good thing for me to move to South Africa to show the people what I can.
Awesome. And on that question, we actually have another question from one of our readers. We just posted on Twitter that we're going to interview you. So Tony Babalo is asking, if you received an offer from any of the top four teams in South Africa, SuperSport United, Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, which one would you choose?
Oh, yeah, that's a difficult question. I not have one team who I support in South Africa. I don't know, to be fair. They all be good clubs, and yeah, the top four of the PSL are good teams. So yeah, it's a hard question. I can answer that one.
Okay, no problem. And since you've been back in Belgium, have you maybe stayed in contact or hooked up with your new Bafana teammate Andile Jali, who also plays in Belgium for Oostende?
I spoke with him, but just after the international break. No, and yeah, I spoke more with Cirilo also about the life in South Africa and things. But with Aji, not so much.
Hmm. And has Tulani told you anything about his own future plans? I mean, he's out of the first team squad with Ajax, but surely he's too good to sit another half of the season just with the reserves.
Yeah, this is a very important transfer window for him. He's not happy with the situation at Ajax, and he hopes that something come for him. To bring him out of this situation.
Okay. That basically concludes the formal part of the interview. I just got two more questions from our users on Twitter. Lutility is asking, from the few training sessions, do you think the South African style of play suits your own style of play?
I think it suits, but it's always... How more you train and how more games you play in this style, you can adapt to it. And of course, it was a few training sessions before my first game, and that was difficult. But I think how more I train or play games in this style of game, I can adapt to it.
And then as a final question, you sort of answered it already a bit earlier in the interview, but at C-Phone82 is asking, how would you rate your first performance for Bafana?
Not good enough. I'm not sure the people what I can, so I was not happy with that. But yeah, what I told before, it was just the first 45 minutes. So.
We all hope you come back, but there's now a huge break. I think the next games are only in August. So for now, we're wishing you all the best that you either regain your coach's faith at Kortrijk, or maybe find a move to another club where you will be more happy.
Yes, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the interview. Be sure to tune in again next week.